The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Achim, Achim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's the gospel everybody loves to hate. The dreaded list of names. The genealogy, the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew. And by the way, do you know the key to pronouncing Old Testament names? Confidence, okay? If you say it with confidence, no one will ever know that you have no idea how these names are pronounced, okay? Confidence. But what an awful reading, you think to yourself as you hear this. Why on earth would anybody ever begin his book like this and expect anybody to ever read it? Okay, well, the reason, basic reason, is genealogy was unmistakably important to the Jewish people. See, to you and me, it's not important at all, except for just maybe a passing interest on Ancestry.com. But for the Jewish people, it was the proof of their identity as the chosen people of God. So you can't overestimate the importance of genealogy. Okay, but that's just a historical footnote. There's a couple reasons why this gospel is important both to them and to us. And those reasons are that God always keeps his promises, and that he is always active no matter what. No matter what. First of all, God always keeps his promises. You see, one of the hardships of the Babylonian exile, and I've told you about the Babylonian exile before, the year 587 BC, King Nebuchadnezzar and his armies invade Jerusalem and destroy the temple and take the people away in captivity. Worst thing ever for the Israelite people. But one of the worst things of all for the Babylonian captivity and exile was it seemed like God's promise to David had been broken. And God had promised that his kingship would last forever. And so if you're a first century Jew hearing this for the very first time, the line that you would have focused in on above all else is that Jeconiah had a son, and his name was Shealtiel. It says here, Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. Okay. The king at the time of the Babylonian exile was Zedekiah, and his name isn't in this list. You want to know why? It's because the king of Babylon took Zedekiah and all of his sons, lined them all up, and killed before the eyes of Zedekiah every last heir to the throne of David. And the last thing the king did was he gouged out the eyes of Zedekiah, so the last thing he would ever see would be the death of God's promises. That was one of the greatest hardships. But unbeknownst to the king, Jeconiah had another son, and his name was Shealtiel. And he lived in secrecy and in hiding, right? Because if anybody knew about him, they would have killed him. So he had to live in secrecy and hiding until you come to the point where Joseph is a descendant of the king. Joseph is royalty, this guy who can't even buy a hotel room in Bethlehem. Is royalty in hiding. The very first thing that would have struck your mind was, dear God, you've always kept your promises. That's one of the messages here that we need to remember. Here's the other message, is that God works through absolutely everything. I've got pages and pages of notes and commentary on all these names. Just a couple of highlights. Tamar and Rahab were prostitutes. Their names were put in here deliberately. Ahaz was the worst apostate king in all of Israel's history. He took his own son and sacrificed him to the Canaanite god Moloch at the bottom of the valley of Gehenna. The worst apostate ever. But that didn't slow down God, not even so much as a speed bump. Everything worked out, and not just worked out, it worked out perfectly, like you couldn't have designed it better. 14 generations. And if you're a first century Jew, you know that the number 14 is the number of David. Because we all use Roman numerals for our numbers, but they used letters. Our best knowledge of letters is Roman numerals, right? We use Arabic numerals. They use letters. Our best knowledge of letters is Roman numerals. You know, where a V is 5 and an I is 1 and an X is 10. Well, back then, you know, an alpha was 1 and a beta was 2 and a gamma was 3. Every letter had a number. So you add up the letters of your name, and that would give you your number. David's number was 14. Perfection, perfection, perfection. And moreover, 14 plus 14 plus 14 equals 42. 42 was the exact number of encampments that God gave to Israel as they made their way from slavery to freedom, from Egypt to the promised land. You can't stop God. You can't slow him down. Even the worst things, when seen from the perspective of God's providence looking backwards, you know, you'll wonder whether he ever had any free choice in the matter at all, or whether God wasn't perfectly orchestrating everything. And that's a lesson that we all need to learn. God never ever breaks his promises, in spite of how things appear. And in spite of how things appear, it's unfolding according to not only a plan, but a perfect plan. So as you make your way through the days and the weeks and the years that lilt back and forth, as you hear them like the names that you heard as I read this gospel, don't tune out. You're tempted to tune out. Don't tune out. God is always at work, and he's closer than you think. Amen.